This is DJ Zoom, and I am here with Dragon Lover and A-Boys XO, and we are having a discussion about terminology that this is what it brings us up to, what we call ourselves, that we use, terminology that we use in our minor attracted community. The big question here, what do we designate ourselves? Now, there's a lot of discussion amongst boy lovers, as we call ourselves, in the community as to what we would like to go by. And the common general consensus is that BL, or boy lovers, is what we prefer. But outside, because there are also girl lovers, but outside of our immediate community, there's a lot of discussion. And the debate is whether the word pedophile should be used by us within our own community. Some say yes, because it is scientifically correct. Others say no, because of the negative connotation, that we should avoid it. What do you think, XO, about the word pedophile and its use amongst us in the community?
I don't think that the word pedophile is scientifically correct at all.
But it is. It is. Pedo means child and file means love. So
what?
Pedo means child and file means love. So it is. It is verb. You know, language wise, it is the correct. Factual.
If I may continue.
Go ahead.
Okay. The definition of a pedophile is a man, an adult man or woman, with an attraction to children, both boys and girls. And that does not seem to me to be correct terminology for a boy lover. Myself, I identify as a pederast. That comes from an ancient Greek cultural practice called pederasty. But pederast, in literal translation, means boy lover or lover of boys. So that would seem to me to be the correct terminology. That's my opinion.
You prefer the term pederast?
Yes, I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a pedophile. I don't like girls. I don't like women.
Well, no, you can be a, you like all pederasts are pedophiles, but not all pedophiles are pederasts. Does that make sense?
No.
I don't like the word pedophile. Okay, because you don't like it, but it's still, I'm looking at the dictionary right now, okay? Oxford.
You know, I think if you are a pedophile, if you are a man or woman with an attraction to both boys and girls, then that's what you should call yourself. But I don't think that that's a correct term for the majority of boy lovers.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
Boy lovers, I think, are really pederasts, but they don't know it.
It says pedophile, okay? A person who is sexually attracted to children.
Right.
Okay. And now, I'm going to do the pederast definition, okay? And see what it says there. Pederast. A man who engages in sexual activity with a boy.
Yes. That's correct.
And it says here, pederasty is a sexual relationship between an adult man and a boy.
Yes.
It was a socially acknowledged practice in ancient Greece and Rome and elsewhere in the world, such as pre-medieval Japan. Okay. But the thing is that it's, people have their preferences. Like you said, you don't like the use of the word pedophile. I don't either, because of the negative connotation.
Exactly. It is an extreme social pejorative. You know, of the highest order.
But a lot of people in the community say we should embrace it and use it like sort of the way African Americans have embraced the N word. use it like to turn it around. What do you think? What do you think, Dragon Lover?
Well, first of all, someone who comes from done a lot of time in jail as the brand name of pedophile. I was called a pedophile by my judge, a dangerous pedophile. Now, kind of, you know, I told you I was going to mute the TV. But mute the TV. I'm looking at something right now. A guy with a T-shirt on that says, "Dead pedophiles cannot reoffend." You're walking around with a shirt like that. That denotes who you are and how you think. Pedophile who's been very, very dangerous to you, not only in prison, but in society as well.
Wait, say that again, please. I'm sorry. There's a little bit of static. What did you just say? Before, not only in prison?
I'm sorry. But I was called prison, and I was called that a couple of times.
And it was derogatory, right? It was derogatory.
It is derogatory, yeah. I didn't like being called that.
No.
I don't like it.
Okay.
And in my state, they call us chomos or rapos.
Yeah, chomo.
In Pennsylvania, I was known as a baby raper.
And that's that's ridiculous because the boy in question here was 13. Right?
Yeah.
How is that a baby?
Yeah.
See how people take it to such negative extremes in order to slander you personally?
Not exactly. I don't know the word pedophile.
What was that?
A long perspective.
Okay. Now, the thing about pederast is that I see some definitions that say that you must actually engage in sexual activity to be called a pederast or to consider yourself a pederast. Do you agree with that, EXO? In other words,
I can't deny that I've had my engagements over my career.
No, but what I'm asking you is, do you agree that in order to have the label pederast, you must actually engage in activity with a boy, not merely want to?
No, I think you can just merely want to,
And still be a pederast.
Still be a pederast.
You don't actually have to engage.
However, if you want to, why don't you? Well, I mean...
Well, everybody has their own reasons for that.
Many boys out there looking for men to be friends with. That's a fact.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But we're talking here about strictly semantics. I'm looking at another definition, Cambridge Dictionary, pederast, a man who has illegal sex with a young boy. Now that's why do they have to put the word illegal in there?
Curing subjective.
Yes, exactly. Okay, now here's another one. Pederast definition: a man who has sex, usually sodomy, with a boy as the passive partner.
Right, and that's what I said before, that some definitions include anal sex as a requisite.
Right, a lot of them do say that anal sex must be part of it.
But I do not engage in anal sex, and most pederasts that I do know, I mean, some people like that, okay, that's fine, but it hurts a boy. If you've ever seen that before, they don't like it. They really don't. Most really don't like it.
That's all subjective at the moment, especially with the current conversation that we're having. Let me ask you, Dragon Lover, what do you think about the term MAP, minor attracted people? That they say that is pedophile, the term pedophile being repackaged in a more of a socially friendly way. Do you agree with that?
I'm leaning towards yes. Because, and I've looked at these places that are out to try to help quote-unquote people like us, minor attracted person, do I call myself that? I do. I call myself a minor because I am a minor attracted person. I'm attracted to boys. So I think math is an attempt to make it more socially quote-unquote acceptable.
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you think we as a community should embrace that term?
I think we should, in an effort to make it, I don't know how to say it, but make it look like we are cooperating with them. I mean, I don't want to try to make it like an us versus them type of thing, but ultimately it is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I think maybe we should go ahead and say, okay, yeah, if you want to call us MAPS, hey, good.
Well,
then I'm a rapist.
Yes, because when people hear the word pedophile, they immediately think of child rapist. And it's hard to have a discussion past that, because that word, it just drops such a heavy anchor in the conversation. That there's no way, after that word is used, or someone is labeled that, to have a constructive conversation about the subject of minor attraction. So by taking that word out of usage, and using something else that means the same thing, but goes down smoother, so to speak,
or all the connotation,
without all the baggage and all the connotation, right? And I was actually going to write an article for Fonlit called "Why I Like MAP," the term. And I've been working on that slowly.
I could agree to MAP.
Okay, because some of us, some boy lovers, don't like that for one reason or another. Okay? But the three of us do like it. And
I agree with it, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we would agree that it is preferable in use over the term pedophile.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because of the way pedophile just turns people off. It makes people cringe. It's a very cringy type of word.
It is.
Okay. And boy lover, of course, we've been using for a long time now. The first time I ever heard the term boy lover, or boy love, was actually in the phrase, it was, I was reading about Mary Kay Letourneau, the teacher who had her 12-year-old student's baby. And in the article I was reading, it referred to her as the boy-loving teacher. And so, yeah, the boy-loving teacher, Mary Kay Letourneau, who blah, 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 right? And so that also goes to show that not all boy lovers are male. There is...
No, they're not.
Now, there is a small but active minority of females. And that's a whole different conversation. But when I see the...
A lot of women weren't boy lovers... There'd be no babies.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. So, do you, Exo, think that pederast is preferable as a term over boy lover, or would you say boy lover is still the primary term you would like to use?
In my mind, those things are synonymous.
So either one. Either one. Are you afraid, perhaps, that pederast sounds too similar to pedophile in people's minds, and that they might make that link in their mind, and therefore reject pederasts the same way?
I suppose that's a possibility, but obviously pederast and pedophile are two different words.
Yeah. Just by pedo being in it. Right, but just by pedo being in it, and a lot of people, they think, well, I don't exactly know what a pederast is, they're thinking, but I know it has something to do with pedophilia.
And, well, just because you're a pedagogue doesn't mean that you go and have sex with children, you know. That's an entirely different thing, but it still has that same head in it.
Right, and to be honest, I don't even know what that means. Can you fill us in? What does pedagogue mean?
Like a teacher.
Oh, like a teacher. Okay, I'm actually going to look that up in the dictionary right now. Give me just a moment.
I don't have a direct definition on the top of my head.
Hold on, I got it right here. It is a teacher who gives too much attention to formal rules and is not interesting. Pedagogue, a person who gives private instruction. Okay, private instruction. So, a teacher who is pedantic, dogmatic, and formal. Pedagogue, likely to teach people things in a firm way, as if they know more than anyone else. I see. Okay, well, this segment is about semantics and the use of words and terminologies, especially in our community. And so it seems we can all agree on MAP as being a preferable term to use over pedophile. Now, what I would like to do in a future segment is get someone who thinks we should use the word pedophile. I know a few of these people who likes that and embraces that term. I would like to get them to discuss and possibly debate why they prefer that term. But it seems like the three of us are on the same page here, and that we don't like the use of the word pedophile. We do like the use of the term MAP. And as far as pederast, I do like that also. I would have no problem with that term. It's just that the question of whether a pederast is someone who definitely engages in activities or someone who merely wants to. The only thing I would have against the term pederast in its use is the disagreement that there seems to be over what exactly it means. Because I read five different definitions here and I get five different Well, definitions of what it means.
So there's another conversation right there. And that, what constitutes abuse?
Well, that seems easy enough, is consent. But since they say children cannot consent, therefore it's abuse automatically.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate that, and I hate that, I really do.
I know, me too. That. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Isn't it? But that's another conversation, though. We'll make a segment based on that. But is there anything else you two want to add about the term pedophile, MAP, or pederast that you would like to add to the conversation here before we close?
Well, I'm just going to reiterate what I said. I would prefer to be called a MAP. Not a pedophile. Pedophile to me is a very highly derogatory term. And right. If you're called that in public by someone else, you're looking at possibly something.
Yeah, it's like those are fighting words. It's like, how dare you call me that?
That's a fighting word, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. XO, is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
The only thing I would like to add is that, for one thing, you don't have to respond to everything anyone says. You know, people will try to push your buttons, and when they do that, and you respond the way they expect you to or want you to, then they are in charge. If you don't respond that way, then it's you that is running the show. You know, everybody has the opportunity. If they don't like what someone's doing, they can put their hat on, turn around, and walk away. You know, I have that option, and everybody else has that option, too.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And some people try to use that as like a teaching moment. If someone calls you a pedophile, they say, well, that actually means blah, blah, blah. And you know, they get into trying to to split hairs, and you know, with the person who called them that, meaning forgetting that the person who called them that is really just hurling an insult that's equivalent to rapist at them, basically calling them a rapist, is what that comes down to, like that you are an abuser, and all of the negative things that brings up is all contained in that single word, pedophile, and which is why we wish to shed.
Someone calls the name pedophile out in anger, it says more about their character than it does mine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank both of you for participating, and we will do this again in a future segment. We have more topics to discuss, obviously, and so I'll sign off here. Okay? Thank you, guys.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks, so. Thank you.